chapter 9, verse 01. I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. Verse 12. To be sure, Elijah does come first, and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected? Verse 13. But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him. Verse 16. What are you arguing with them about? Verse 19. O unbelieving generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. Verse 21. How long has he been like this? Verse 23. If you can, everything is possible for him who believes. Verse 25. You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. Verse 29. This kind can come out only by prayer and fasting. Verse 31. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. Verse 33. What were you arguing about on the road? Verse 35. If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last, and the servant of all. Verse 37. Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me but the one who sent me. Verse 39. Do not stop him. No one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. Verse 40. For whoever is not against us is for us. Verse 41. I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward. Verse 42. And if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone tied around his neck. Verse 43. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out. Verse 44. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. Verse 47. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. Verse 48. Where the worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 49. Everyone will be salted with fire. Verse 50. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with each other.